Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Heads up, Richies. Today's episode features discussion of suicidal thoughts. Please be advised.
Brooke, how would you feel if I wanted to put Ross on blast and broadcast his entire history with one of his ex-girlfriends?
Honestly, I'd be really interested to see the research you put together.
I was going to say, I'd have to do so much work that it's already so unappealing to me.
I know, but a PowerPoint would be fun, for sure.
I do love PowerPoints. But I think it's fair to say anyone who's been in a serious relationship knows it's not the funnest when you have to rehash yours or your partner's past exes. Mm-hmm. There's a reason they're in the past. There is a reason they're called exes.
Yeah.
But if you're Hailey Bieber, that's just a day that ends in Y for you.
Yeah.
She's been married to Justin Bieber for 4 years now, and somehow she's still dealing with just like an onslaught of hate from fans of his ex, Selena Gomez.
Yeah. And honestly, it seems like they're probably never going to leave her alone. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll grow up and get lives. But now in a really good interview that just dropped, Hailey is opening up about all of it. Everything from, you know, what it's like to have millions of haters hoping that your marriage fails to some juicy details about her sex life with Justin. But a lot of people think that the timing is a little sus and are wondering if there's maybe an ulterior motive behind the interview.
I genuinely wonder what it's like to just let things be as they are. Like, not everything has to have some kind of ulterior motive, but...
I know. Well, we've got nothing better to do, so we have to all speculate about other people's lives.
We've got to keep our lights on somehow.
Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, September 28th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order. Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Give me that hot rod.
So it seems like Hailey Bieber is ready to clear the air. She did an interview on the Caller Daddy podcast, and she got really candid with Alex Cooper, the host, talking about her husband, Justin Bieber, his ex, Selena Gomez, and all kinds of things in between. And it seems like she really wants to set the record straight once and for all.
Yeah, I think so. So first, just a little backstory. Hailey and Justin first met when they were kids, way back in 2009. You know, when we were all kids.
Mm-hmm. Just youngins.
Yeah. So they knew each other for a long time before they started dating. And ever since they became official in 2018, there were a lot of rumors spreading mm-hmm. that Hailey stole Justin away from Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Or that at the very least, there was some like crossover maybe between her and Selena. But Hailey says that is not at all how it went down.
No. Not one time. When him and I ever started like hooking up or like anything of that sort, he was not ever in a relationship, ever, at any point. I can say, period, point blank, I was never with him when he was in a relationship with anybody.
She answered this so quickly. She was like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, I don't know that I necessarily thought there was, but I don't know. I'm not.
Well, it was also murky because Justin was just in and out of relationships so fast, it seemed. Like,
yeah.
He had been with Hailey for a period, and then he wasn't, and then he was with Selena, and then, like, he was making the rounds. And so it's hard to keep track, honestly, and I never thought that they were ever overlapping. Yeah. But same. I don't know that I cared, so.
Exactly, that's also the thing. Like, I wasn't too worried about it. But, and you know, Hailey does say that she does understand why the timeline of the relationship gets called into question. And she does say that even though Justin was not dating Selena when they got together, she knows that there is a very long history there.
And it's hard for me to talk about this because I don't want to talk on either one of their behalf again, because it was their relationship. And I honestly respect that very deeply.
I think this is a very smart way to answer this question. Like,
yeah, I watching the interview, I was like, this girl, her PR team must be very pleased with her, because she just handles these kinds of questions where she like gives us answers, but they're not like completely salacious. They're very like neutral and still answering the question. It's impressive.
Well, I feel like she's a very respectful person.
Yeah.
Like I just kind of get that vibe from her. Who knows if that's true, but she handles them very well.
Yeah. And I think the thing is, and Brooke, I think you and I have learned this on a very, very microscopic level, that at the end of the day, people that want to dislike you or have a problem with you are going to just continue to do that. So, and I think that's true for Hailey. Like, she's still going to get hate from Selena's fans. But in the interview, she does say that she's doing her best to ignore it.
Yeah. No, I loved when she was like, I think no matter what you do, not everyone is going to like you, no matter what, if it's a grand scale or not. And I was like, listening, I was like, yeah, that's so true.
She was like, well, yeah, like when she talked to when Alex was like, what would you say to her fans? She was like, you don't have to like me. And it's like, yeah, you
exactly.
don't. We don't have to like everyone.
Yes.
We just have to be like, respectful and not an asshole.
Yeah, she's like, you don't have to say something. You cannot like me and not say. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's always an option. PSA, just not saying anything. I don't know why that seems to have left all of our brains, but you don't have to say anything. That's usually the best option.
People are probably like, well, you two are constantly talking shit about Kanye. Like, but it's our job. It's our job.
We have to say something. We're being held hostage, so we don't have a choice.
So, you know, we talked about this on a past episode. You know, Hailey has faced a lot of harassment from Selena's fans. They, like, bullied her on her Instagram Live. She said they're still doing that, but not as bad as they were. And we also talked about the Met Gala last fall when they were all chanting Selena. While she was on the red carpet. Like,
why? Like, why? It's
how
so
did they get
weird
in there?
To be this invested. I know.
I know. And you know, a lot of people might remember there was video from that moment, and you could see Hailey like wiping her eye, which a lot of people were like, oh my God, she's crying. But Hailey told Alex Cooper that everybody was wrong. She's like, no, nothing they've ever done has made me cry, which I was like, okay, take back that power. She said it was just a narrative. She had something in her eye. And Hailey also said that she doesn't hold Selena responsible for her fans' behavior. And she said, she doesn't owe me anything. Neither of us owe anybody anything except respect. And she also revealed that she has actually spoken with Selena after her and Justin got married.
That's why I'm like, It's all respect. It's all love, mm-hmm. which had brought me a lot of peace. And I'm like, hey, we know what happened. It is what it is. You're never going to be able to like correct every narrative.
This actually doesn't surprise me that they've spoken.
Yeah.
They both seem very mature.
Wait, both Haley and Selena?
Haley and Selena both seem very mature.
Yeah.
Like, I can see them having a calm conversation, like, hey, we're adults, like,
yeah,
let's live our lives.
I liked how she was like, you know, Selena's been in this industry a lot longer than I have. Although I will note, they never actually said Selena's name, which I thought was interesting.
Probably so they don't get sued. Alex Cooper's like, I didn't sell this show for $60 million to get sued by Selena.
Oh my God. But Haley was like, Selena's been in this industry a lot longer than I have. So I feel like she knows, like she gets it, like it's not worth it. Because Alex had asked, like, are you going to, or should Selena say something to her fans or something like that? And it's like, at the end of the day, unfortunately, fans are going to do what they're going to do. Like, you can talk as much as you want. They're still on a different level and they're going to do whatever they want. So
yeah, definitely.
But in the interview, Haley said that even though she's at peace with Selena and doing her best not to let the haters get to her, she still struggles with her mental health and has dealt with some really, really low points.
When things can get really dark and you can start having thoughts of like it not being worth it anymore or not wanting to be here anymore, which I have had before in the past.
I mean, Haley's talked a lot about her mental health, I think, in the past. And we always commend people when they do that. Even though, you know, it's not necessary.
Right. I mean, I think it's always very helpful. I feel like absolutely you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but like saying things like this, I feel like it helps people that aren't, that don't look like Hailey Bieber, but don't have Hailey Bieber's life. And they're like, oh, even somebody like her struggles. So it's okay that I'm struggling. Like, this is completely normal. And it has nothing to do with outside circumstances necessarily. It's like, it's how our brains are kind of messing with us. So I absolutely just love when people in the limelight do this because I think it just normalizes it.
And she did say, like, she acknowledged, you know, sometimes I feel bad for feeling that way because I know that there are a lot of people that have it harder than me. And that's like, that's good. It's good that she knows that. But like, that's really important for people to hear, like, it's not about all of that, you know? And she did talk about how it's important to, like, have a strong support system when you're feeling like that to kind of pull you out of those moments. And she says she thinks that sometimes we have trouble understanding those thoughts on our own. And she encourages people to, you know, go to somebody who's going to make you feel safe, who's going to support you in those thoughts.
And for her, obviously, she talks about her husband, Justin, which I got to say, they do seem very sweet together.
They do.
Like, it feels, I very much get the us against the world vibe from them. I think it's precious. I mean, obviously, I'm not in their relationship. I have never spoken to either of them.
No matter how hard you've tried.
I know. Yeah. I try. But from the outside looking in, it does
literally
seem.
I'm just kidding.
No, literally.
You outside literally. There in their yard.
She was talking about those paparazzi at the end of her street. That's me. I don't have a camera. I'm just standing there with them being like, where are they? But during the interview, Haley talked about how Justin's her best friend and even acknowledges that there will always be rumors about their marriage.
So Haley said, it's like no matter what I say, I'm always going to have to be explaining myself to people, which is why I hate doing interviews. She also said that early on, she used to get really sensitive about people, like asserting that her relationship with Justin was doomed from the start. But now she kind of just brushes it off. And she said, no matter what I say, people are always like, the marriage is ending, which has to be so frustrating and annoying. We also got some fun little facts about their sex life. I don't, I personally wasn't asking for it, but
Alex was.
Alex was like, do you have any pictures of? No, I'm just kidding. She said that they prefer night sex and her favorite position is doggy style. So now we all know that.
I can't wait to see all these trolls in the comments coming with this some kind of doggy style related insults because they're just so original.
Oh, God. Alex also asked Haley if anyone's ever approached them for a threesome. And she's like, no, except Arisha. I'm just kidding. She's like, there's this one curly-headed girl down the street. And then Alex was like, would you ever be down to have a threesome? And she's like, no. She said she didn't think it would work for them. She was like, we've worked very hard to be in the space that we're in now and trusting each other. And there's such a beautiful trust and bond that I don't think that's something I would be comfortable with. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
And then Justin texted and he was like, whoa, we haven't talked about this. Hang on.
He actually came out from behind that big curtain that's mm-hmm. always mm-hmm. in the room for those interviews.
He's like, I do what? Want we those didn't talk chairs. About this.
I love those chairs. I love that whole set, if yeah. I'm being honest.
Yeah. I honestly am like, why am I recording with a comforter draped around me when I could be in that sick-ass studio?
Yeah. Same. I mean, I'm not recording in a closet with a blanket draped around me, but still, I would love to be in that studio.
So I feel, I mean, I'll be honest, I don't follow Hailey Bieber in terms of, like, what's she doing in her life. She isn't a Chris Evans for me, so... But from what I understand, she doesn't really open up in her interviews. Like, this is one right. of the first times that she's been kind of laid it all out there.
Yeah.
And is always the case. One of the questions on people's minds is, what's the reason? Like, why is mm-hmm. this interview happening at this time? Is she promoting something? Is there a scandal that's about to drop? It's always something.
Mm-hmm.
And this interview did drop just days before Selena's new documentary is set to release. So yeah. now, of course, people are like, oh, this is Hailey's way of doing some preemptive damage control before the documentary mm-hmm. comes out. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know that I believe that. But what do you think, Brooke?
Well, yeah, I don't know that I believe it either. But also, if that is the case, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
If that's something she wants to do, it's smart and go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. It's not mm-hmm. like she mm-hmm. has to call Selena and be like, hey, when is your interview coming out? When's your documentary coming out? Do you care if I do an interview? It's like, no, this is your life. This is your story to tell. Also, tell it whenever you want. And if it's timed for a reason, okay.
I mean, like I said before, Hailey Bieber is good at PR. Like, if she mm-hmm. ever decides to stop being a model and stop being, I guess, an influencer, mm-hmm. she's got a good career to fall back on. Solid yeah. foundation. So,
yeah.
And, like, if Selena's going to give us stuff out of this documentary about her, I don't see that. Right. Selena doesn't seem like that kind of person,
yeah.
but...
I was thinking that, too. Like, I can't see this documentary being like, Hailey Bieber stole my boyfriend. It's like, okay.
With that cinematography where it's a picture of Hailey Bieber and then it, like, goes to that, like, negative image coloring of it. She's the witch of this situation.
Yeah.
Which
I'm looking forward to that documentary, though.
I know, me too. And I'm going to be really disappointed if I don't get at least something like that.
Well, I think you're going to be disappointed. But who knows? Maybe new episode.
Oh, yeah. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.